I don't live in the UK, I'm not a British citizen, but if you're like me and see Brexit as this dense blob of unrequited policy, maybe you're also starting to feel sorry for the Brits. Embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May appeared outside No. 10 Downing Street today.
I've just come from chairing 7 hours of cabinet meetings, focused on finding a route out of the current impasse.
The impasse, or impasse, of course, being Brexit, and the British Parliament's inability to approve a plan, any plan, for leaving the European Union. The world's Orla Barry is in London. Oh, what did May say after today's marathon session?
Well, the Prime Minister told us that she was going to seek a delay on Brexit, but also, perhaps more significantly, she said that she's willing to sit down with the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn.
And to try to agree a plan that we would both stick to ensure that we leave the European Union and that we do so with a deal. Any plan?
What's interesting here is that she's indicating that she's moving away from this idea of a very hard Brexit and towards a compromise in many ways. She's not a woman who's been known to compromise in the past, and this is a little bit of a pivot by her by indicating that she's going to move away from the hardliners within her own party. It's hard to know what she will agree with and what will get agreement across the House then in future, and indeed what the EU will then agree with, because as far as they were concerned, they drew up a withdrawal deal that they said was negotiated for a very long time, and that is a deal that they were very slow to change.
Will the EU be okay with this?
So Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, said this evening just after Theresa May made her statement that, you know, he tweeted, even after today, we don't know what the end result will be, but let us be patient. So he's kind of appealing across to other EU leaders, let us be patient.
What about Theresa May's own political standing, Orla?
Tonight when she was making the speech at 10 Downing Street, she very much put herself into the position of, you know, I'm alone in reaching out to the public and understanding your frustration on this, and I'm trying to get compromise across the House.
This is a difficult time for everyone. Passions are running high on all sides of the argument. But we can and must find the compromises that will deliver what the British people voted for. This is a decisive moment in the story of these islands, and it requires national unity to deliver the national interest.
The reality is, because she can get very little support from within her own party, you know, we know there's many who would like to see her go. But at this stage, she's still standing, but certainly her popularity within the party couldn't be any lower.
Well, I'm assuming we can expect more twists and turns in the coming days and weeks. The world's Orla Barry in London. Thanks again.
Thanks, Marco.